Good afternoon, everybody. Once again, thank you to everybody on the line today as we go through this update to keep our population informed of what we're doing here with the COVID-19 crisis. Obviously, very busy day yesterday with a lot to report on. We'll start off as usual with the Porcupine Health Unit. Thanks.
Hello, thank you, Mayor Perry. So the Porcupine Health Unit today is reporting 4 new COVID-19 cases amongst residents of the health unit. So the current confirmed number of positive cases is 54. Within that 54 cases, 30 are now resolved. And we have submitted across the region 1,368 tests. We can confirm that the 4 new cases that have been identified were identified in the process of the investigation of the outbreak at Timmins and District Hospital. Two of these individuals are staff and two are patients. The investigation is ongoing at this time to determine any potential linkages. As you can all imagine, the process is extensive, and we continue to work with Timmins and District Hospital and their team to not only investigate any potential linkages, but also to continue to ensure all the processes and procedures are in place and remain in place as they have been for some time to protect all staff and patients. The ages, all four are female, and the details have been provided on the website with respect to age ranges. So we have one in her 50s, one in her 30s, and then one is in her 70s and one is in her 90s. The Government of Canada has announced two new measures requiring all airline passengers to have a non-medical mask or surgical or face covering over their mouth and nose during travel, and that information has been provided on the Porcupine Health Unit site as well. Additionally, we see the province investing more money to help deliver meals, medicines, and other essentials for vulnerable citizens, as well as doubling the guaranteed annual income system payments, and that information is available to refer to other websites as well. I think at this point in time, we know that we've seen discussions around where the curve is in Ontario and where we're heading, and I think it's important information to hear, it's positive information to hear, but we also need to remain extremely cautious, especially in the north, as we know we tend to be on a different stage in the pandemic, and as we continue to increase the testing across the Porcupine Health Unit region, we'll have a better idea of where things are at and where we may be on our curve and continue to go from there. So I think while it is positive and good to hear positive information, we need to remain extremely cautious and absolutely steadfast in encouraging and thanking individuals and communities and supporting all our community members to maintain all the public health measures. These have made a difference and they will continue to do so. So at this point in time, it is still critical that we continue to work together to stop the spread of COVID-19, continue to stay home as much as possible, going out for essentials, only one individual from the household if you can, and avoid traveling between communities. When you are outside of the house, again, please maintain that 2 meters of physical distancing, even if you're outside. And again, please don't visit loved ones or friends outside of your immediate household. Find other ways to connect socially and remain in touch with loved ones throughout this difficult time. Right now, because we're seeing, hopefully, a change in our weather and some increased sunshine and nice weather, we definitely recognize the need for people to get fresh air, for people to be active. Again, if you are in isolation or you are a confirmed case, that does need to be confined to your own personal space, and only if others cannot be potentially exposed. For those that are not in self-isolation, please enjoy the outdoors with your immediate household members and make sure that we take advantage of our low population density and our wide open spaces and find opportunities to enjoy the fresh air and be active with those that you live with and maintain physical distancing, so over 2 meters from everyone else, even when outside. Again, there are COVID-19 assessment centers now open in Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Campus Casing, Timmins, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. Please note you require an appointment. Call your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit. The COVID information line, again, is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday and will be open again from 11 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday. We're doing great work here in Porcupine. We know we will continue to see cases. However, we know that we're seeing some positive trends, and it's really important that we continue on the course of maintaining our physical distancing, of staying home as much as possible, washing your hands all the time, and just really, really encourage everyone and thank them for continuing to help reduce the spread, help reduce tragic outcomes in our communities, and help protect those at greatest risk for infections. Keep it up. Stay home. Stay well. Stay kind. We're all in this together. Merci. Thank you. And miigwech.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Catton. Now we have Blaise McNeil from the Simmons and District Hospital on the line, and we'll turn the floor to him.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and others on the call. Before I begin, I just wanted to say thanks again to the Porcupine Health Unit. They've been a tremendous help through all the changes and machinations of how this disease is playing out in our community, and I can't say enough positive things about them. Prior to the decision to declare a state of outbreak, the hospital, in consultation with the Porcupine Health Unit, quickly implemented the testing of all staff and patients who were on the affected unit, as well as anyone else who was in close contact with the patient. Since the declaration of the outbreak on Sunday, the hospital has tested approximately 200 staff members. All patients of the affected unit exceeding the recommended testing requested by the Porcupine Health Unit. We can confirm of those four positive cases, unfortunately, two are staff that have tested positive. We will continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit regarding additional testing requirements as the investigation process continues. The process is clearly demonstrating that the contract tracing process is in place and is working and is allowing our staff to respond quickly and appropriately to reduce further spread. At this point, with the confirmation of community spread established by the Porcupine Health Unit, we cannot definitely confirm the infection was acquired in hospital. However, we are taking all precautions as we move through this investigative process. Safety and well-being of our staff and patients continues to be and remain our top priority. In line with ministry guidelines, TDH continues to provide staff with all necessary PPE and continues to adapt our policies and processes to meet the ever-changing requirements of COVID-19. Throughout this process, additional precautions have been implemented to increase safety and reduce risk of potential transmission. These include additional surveillance throughout the hospital, additional measures to close off access to the affected unit. These are among the current precautions that are in place and prior to the declaration of the outbreak. One of the local networks produces a dashboard of the number of positive cases in the Northeast, which gives the public an idea of the cases in the respective public health unit. From the very early days, our public health unit had the highest number of positive cases reported each day. This is unusual given the same testing criteria applied across Ontario. As mentioned yesterday, with expanded testing requirements covering very mild symptoms, we can assume that we will continue to see more cases in the region. We can't say enough. The most important thing that you can do as a community is adhere to the social restrictions, avoid the temptations to gather, and enjoy nicer weather. We know that we are making progress with curbing the spread of COVID-19, but it's vital to our healthcare sector that you continue that progress. To put it in perspective, today, the Porcupine Health Unit is reporting 6 positive cases per 10,000 population. The largest population center in the Northeast, by comparison, is reporting 2 in 10,000. This suggests that the virus is well established in our community. That is why I'm so concerned about easing social restrictions currently in place. Simply put, we're not there yet. Please stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Blaise. We'll go to the media, and we had some questions submitted by Bob McIntyre, which I believe have been answered, but Bob, anything further?
Well, excuse me. And I'm still interested in hearing from Mr. McNeil and possibly Dr. Catton. If it's, can we assume that it's not really a surprise that COVID-19 is possibly being contracted at the hospital, regardless of the stringent precautions?
Well, perhaps I'll start, and Dr. Catton can correct me when I know I'm going to be wrong.
Okay.
The hospital is in the risk management business. That's the nature of the work that we do, and we're constantly trying to manage risk. But managing risk is not eliminating risk. So is it possible? Of course it's possible. This is a very infectious disease, and it's proven difficult to control throughout the world. So even with the best of precautions, you cannot eliminate risk.
Very good, thank you. Dr. Catton, do you have anything to add to that?
Not really, Bob. I think Blaise did a great job of answering. I think, unfortunately, we can't really predict with certainty in any institution or any community, as we've seen. And so we continue to work with all partners, with community members, to facilitate, to support, to promote all of the measures that are needed to reduce the spread, to limit any potential infections. And that's what we continue to do. TDH is not the first hospital, and it will not be the last hospital, unfortunately. We continue to see outbreaks in institutions across the province, and we all continue to work to our, greatest possible capacity and knowledge as it changes, to apply all the knowledge and expertise and guidance to make sure that we're addressing any of those risks as best we can.
Okay, thank you. And I do realize that you, Dr. Catton, and Mr. McNeil have both said that there's no conclusive evidence that the latest or that any of the cases in the hospital were necessarily contracted in the hospital. Still under investigation, right?
Still under investigation for sure. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Lydia from CTV.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Hi. You said you've tested 200 people at the hospital?
That's correct. 200 plus.
How many more will be tested? Are you not testing everybody who works at the hospital at this point now?
Well, we're following the guidance of our experts, and our experts are the public health unit, and we're prioritizing the testing to those folks who have close contact or at most risk. 200 people is about 25% of the hospital's workforce, and it's an even higher percentage of the direct care providers at the hospital. It's not the total, but again, this is an ongoing investigation, and it is evolving as we speak. This contact tracing looks like a family tree once you start getting into it, so It's very complex, but my staff is working through it in consultation with the health unit, and we'll continue to test as advised by the health unit.
Okay. How are you minimizing, fear at the hospital? How are you managing this? Because I'm only assuming that that's now five people, I guess, that had some sort of contact with the hospital now testing positive with COVID-19. How are you managing this with patients, people thinking of going to the hospital, your staff, physicians?
I think it's fair to say that everybody's anxiety levels are high. We spoke about intensity of work yesterday, and this is sort of an example playing out in real time of the intensity of work here at the hospital. But my staff are professionals. They know that the measures that are being taken are scientifically tested measures to reduce the likelihood of infection. But as I said earlier, it can't be eliminated. So, we try to deal and have discussions with staff in the affected areas, and we try to be sensitive in how we advise staff if they have to be contact traced, or if, in fact, they turn out to be positive. But, it's a challenge. I mean, I'm sure the mayor would say it's a challenge in the community, too.
Okay, and one more question. Where are all these, there's five now that have association with the hospital. Where are all these people now? Are they at home? Are they in the hospital?
I think I'll let Dr. Canton answer that one, perhaps.
Thank you.
Sure. So at this point in time, it is updated on our chart as well, Lydia, but we do have three that are admitted to hospital, the previously announced individual and two others, and then we have other individuals who are currently in self-isolation and at home.
Okay, thanks. Your website's not always accessible, though.
I know. It's been crashing quite a bit. The amount of individuals that have been trying to look at it is very difficult, but I believe the bulletin is also shared with media. If you don't have it, you can reach out to Gary, but we do have three admitted at this point.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions from the media?
Yes, it's Ellen. Just a quick clarification question.
Okay.
So I know that you said two of the cases were staff and two were not staff. Was the staff working in the affected area or no?
That's still a part of the ongoing investigation to sort of try and see where the linkages are.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So now we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAP.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. For emergency medical services, yesterday we had 20 calls with 14 in Timmins, and two of those 14 failed the screening protocol. Paramedics continue to assist with the assessment centers throughout the district. Food security programs, yesterday delivered 86 meals were served at the First Baptist Church, with the additional leftover meals being targeted for the homeless population. Currently, the numbers in the homeless population remain the same at the three sites. No significant changes. In terms of child care services, I encourage people to access the website to determine or see the eligibility criteria, and applications are available. Spots are available, and the YMCA location at Poplar Street site is open starting tomorrow. Again, this is child care services for those who qualify under the provincial guidelines as emergency workers. So again, see the Cochrane DSAP website at www.cdssab.on.ca for more information. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next, we'll go to Chief Loughran.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to just reinforce comments that were made by the health units, the hospital, and others over the past couple of days. And I want to start just by, first of all, giving kudos to people who work in the food, the homeless, food banks, the DSAP, hospital, EMS, the public health unit, police, fire department, and the city of Timmins. I think the work that has been done to date, I think has been phenomenal when I look at what other communities are doing, number of cases we have here, and how we've handled them. And I think, you know, we all recognize that the measures that have been taken by the province, by the municipality, they're not easy. We all understand that. And we've worked hard, you know, to contain the virus and try to flatten the curve. But I want to emphasize this because I think for myself personally, this is the biggest message from today. This is nowhere near over. It's too soon to let our guard down, and people need to know that. We cannot, and again, I repeat that, we cannot let up. Physical distance is working, social isolation, and other mechanisms, washing your hands, that the health unit and others have continued to talk about on a daily basis. But what we really need to focus on here is let's continue to work together, because if we do that and we can take these tough measures for another little bit of time, we'll all be better for it at the end of the day. Again, thanks very much.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Open it up again for any other questions from the media.
Hi, it's Lydia again. I have a question. Just, you know, I don't know who would answer this or if you wanted to wait until after the mayor speaks. You know, with the premier thinking of loosening COVID-19 restrictions by Victoria Day, you know, what kind of a position does that put the Porcupine Health Unit area in and our municipality in?
Perhaps I'll start. I think when people hear loosening of restrictions, they equate that with a complete opening of the province. And I would be very surprised if that happened. As a matter of fact, I'd be very concerned if that happened. I think the easing of restrictions will probably be incremental, thoughtful, and influenced by science. At least that's my hope anyway.
Hi, it's Leanne. I would like to add a comment and support exactly what Blaise has said. I think that is still something that is under discussion and will be followed through with several tables looking at any potential changes and recommendations that may occur from a province, and then we would also have a look from our local and northern context. I'm quite involved in discussions with other northern MOHs at where we're at in the pandemic as well. And so although, yes, there's discussions looking towards this, there really would not be a sudden off switch for anything, and this would be, you know, very measured approach with potentially mild reductions in some of the limitations that are currently in place. But we're still a few weeks out from that, so I really think it's way too early to predict and try and determine or plan for that. I think the most important message remains exactly what Tom has already reinforced, is that we really need to stay the course. We really need to stay steadfast in the measures that we know are working, that we know are going to make a difference at this point in time for our communities, for our community members at risk for this infection. So there will be many, many more discussions with experts and evidence and looking at numbers and monitoring before anything is even considered. And then at that point in time, it would still be likely a very gradual and measured approach with consistent monitoring to see what the impacts of any changes may be. So at this point in time, we need to continue with all the measures. It's the most important thing we can to reduce the impact in our communities. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Lydia. That's a good segue into some closing comments from Mayor Peary.
Once again, thank you, everybody, for being on the line. Lydia, we talked about the Premier's message yesterday, and in fact, the requirement in our town here, our city here, our district, to remain vigilant. We are doing the right things. The community has responded tremendously well to the rules and regulations and the guidelines of the health unit. We've had no calls overnight for COVID-19 related calls. We're being very respectful in all of the stores that are open. I spoke again yesterday, and I'll do it again today. I think we're being very respectful within the city of, in fact, a degree of stress that is out there. Spruce Hill Lodge is still in declared outbreak, as is St. Mary's Manor and, of course, the hospital. These are tremendously stressful times, and we have to be respectful of everybody that is going through this, as we all are. I also want to mention that we're not alone in this. I mean, Sudbury has just had declared an outbreak in one of its long-term care facilities. Rouyn Noranda Temiskaming, just to the east of us, is battling this as well. This is no time to take our eyes off the prize. There's a very old, very simple sports analogy, and it just goes like this. It's not over until it's over. And I think the Premier was talking about easing up on restrictions. He was talking about perhaps going back to allowing activities that would be more related to the economy, where people could go back to work and be safe. I want to echo Dr. Canton's point. Let's take advantage of what this area has, which is lots of room and space, so we can enjoy the outdoors without being in conflict with any of the with any of the social distance policies. I'm very happy to see the residents of the city responding the way they have, but we cannot take our eye off the prize. The prize here is not just flattening the curve. The prize here is ending this pandemic. We can't take our eye off that prize. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Curry, and thank you to the members of the media for joining us today.